AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says interest rates will remain the same, at least for now.
In light of increased uncertainties and muted inflation pressures, we now emphasize that the committee will closely monitor the implications of incoming information for the economic outlook and will act as appropriate to sustain the expansion.
More from the AP's Sagar Magani.
The benchmark rate is staying where it's been since December, between 2.25 and 2.5%. But the Fed is signaling it's prepared to start cutting rates for the first time in more than a decade, if need be, to protect the economy from threats like trade conflicts. It says uncertainties have increased, and it's ready to, quote, act as appropriate to sustain the expansion. Sagar Magani at the White House.
There was a hearing on Capitol Hill today on whether to consider compensation for the descendants of slaves. Democrats have brought up the idea, including presidential candidate Cory Booker.
We as a nation have not yet truly acknowledged and grappled with racism and white supremacy that has tainted this country's founding and continues to persist in those deep racial disparities and inequalities today.
But writer Coleman Hughes says black people don't need another apology, but safer neighborhoods, better schools, and better health care. Iraqi officials say two rockets landed on oil company sites in southern Basra province. An independent UN report by Agnes Callamard into the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi says there is credible evidence to warrant further investigation into the possible role of Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman.
There is no way the leaders of that state, including the Crown Prince, were not aware of those violations. In fact, there is evidence, credible evidence, pointing to their involvement.
Khashoggi was killed inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul last October by a Saudi agent. A push to legalize recreational marijuana by state lawmakers in New York has failed. This is AP Radio News. Former airline pilot and safety advocate Chelsea Sully Sullenberger, who safely landed a crippled jetliner on the Hudson River 10 years ago, talked to a House Aviation Subcommittee today about two recent air disasters involving Boeing 737 MAX jets.
These crashes are demonstrable evidence that our current system of aircraft design and certification has failed us. These accidents should never have happened.
737 MAX jets remain grounded after 346 people died in separate crashes.
These two recent crashes happened in foreign countries. But if we do not address all the important issues and factors, they can and will happen here.
Sullenberger says all 737 MAX pilots should get detailed training on flight simulators. Boeing engineers have finished making changes to the software and expect to soon demonstrate its work to government safety officials. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.